just hours before Dr. Andrew Hollis is sworn in again as Prime Minister of Jamaica. The Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association is congratulating the Jamaica Labour Party on securing a third consecutive term in government. This is WAVS News. The JMEA, in a statement Monday, labeled the victory as an unprecedented milestone that demonstrates the confidence of the Jamaican people. The association also commended the People's National Party for what it says was a well-fought campaign. The JMEA is urging the incumbent government to ensure adequate fiscal and capital space to advance joint projects. And the new Wholeness Cabinet will be sworn in at King's House tomorrow afternoon. The Governor-General confirmed the event in a release to the media on Monday. President of the Jamaica Employers Federation, Wayne Chen, says Wholeness should be slow to change the current slate of ministers.
I'll say why. We have, as the media and the public, become too enamored of this idea of new each time there is a change of government. What we have not spent enough time of our own is policy continuity and allowing ministers who have built up a certain amount of experience and understanding of how their ministries work to allow them to continue to do their work. It's not as glamorous, it's not as buzzy, it's not as headline grabbing, but Jamaica needs that. Jamaica needs a period of boringness and just policy continuity.
In Barbados, tension is high at Cave Hill St. Michael, where residents are accusing police of unlawfully killing a man shot dead on Monday. Police insist the man opened fire while fleeing a patrol, but residents are adamant there was no confrontation.
We got we guns for other people, big man, because we still got to look after we sound, make sure we get big man. You ain't no fight, man, eh? Any day, no, you ain't supposed to go.
Some man come here and kill me, good friend.
I'm a man that he never went jail, he never do no boy name.
Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite is giving the assurance the investigation will be thorough.
All investigations are held to the highest standard. We treat all investigations the same, whether it's the public to public or police to public. So we will give our all in this investigation and to bring the investigation to a successful close. Very transparent investigation.
In Guyana, Minister of the Public Service, Government Efficiency and Implementation, Zulfikar Ali, will be tackling slothfulness and bottlenecks as the new government in Guyana aims to fast-track projects and programs over the next 5 years. Ali said he would be working closely with President Irfan Ali to ensure the work of the administration is not stymied, but was quick to point out that would be on a case-by-case basis. In St. Lucia, the country's participation in Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan, sparking both celebration and scrutiny. While many St. Lucians applauded the cultural showcase on St. Lucia Day last week, others raised concerns about the size of the delegation, the cost to taxpayers, and the transparency of the organizing agencies. Officials are arguing the long-term benefits ranging from trade and tourism to cultural diplomacy and international branding far outweigh the costs. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.